Nolte, Elon Musk and Doge ready to audit the gold in Fort Knox. By John Nolte on February 18, 2025. Elon Musk and his Doge team are ready to enter Fort Knox to ensure all the gold bars are still there. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, planted the seed of the idea Monday when he revealed that Fort Knox refused to let him inspect the facility. As a U.S. senator, I've tried repeatedly to get into Fort Knox, Lee tweeted. But Fort Knox refused his request. They claim that some 60 years ago a bad man fired off a nuclear device in Fort Knox, which irradiated all the gold. Apparently, a British secret agent was killed in the blah, okay, that's not true. Lee says Fort Knox told him a United States senator is not allowed inside Fort Knox because it's a military installation. When Lee pointed out he visits military bases all the time, he was told, "You still can't come. Because, you can't." So much for civilian oversight of the military. Who is confirming that gold wasn't stolen from Fort Knox? Maybe it's there, maybe it's not. That gold is owned by the American public. We want to know if it's still there, Musk tweeted. Surely it's reviewed every year, Musk added. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul answered, "Nope. Let's do it." Kentucky, of course, is where Fort Knox is located, according to the movie. Here's Rand Paul's father, former Representative Ron Paul, RTX, expressing his concerns about the gold in Fort Knox years and years ago. Do you want to know who can get into Fort Knox? The Commander-in-Chief, who just so happens to be President Trump. Musk and Lee and the Paul boys have given us one more example of how easy it is to break the norm hypnotism that has paralyzed our country for decades. Is it not common sense that there be a regular civilian review and audit of Fort Knox? How have we, the American people, allowed the assumption to go on for decades that the gold simply must be there? This kind of common sense oversight is, well, common sense. And the idea that the military can get away with forbidding an inspection by a sitting American senator, one of our senators, is outrageous. These little fiefdoms must be eradicated. Whether it's in the bureaucracy, the Justice Department, or the military, this has to stop. We might not like our politicians, but we did elect them. And it is up to our elected representatives to provide oversight, accountability, and direction. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.